cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
Hey, everybody. Shock poll from the New York Times. What's the big takeaway? Action. It is making the left melt down. We can win. Let me say it again. We can win. Let's get to work. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. New York Times poll. Now, before we go any further, we don't love looking at polls. We only mention polls if we believe there's something noteworthy and accurate. Most polls are done with an agenda. This poll is also done with an agenda. You can waste a lot of time poll watching. By the way, we should be poll watching. That's a separate issue. Just looking at polls and hoping things are going to get better. One of the most important takeaways from this show is we have to work, work, work. Action, action, action. We'll talk about that in a second. This poll here at the New York Times is creating a meltdown amongst regime media. Joe Scarborough, Jonathan Carl, Pramila Jayapal, Jamal Bowman, Fire Alarm Man. They are melting down. Voters in five battleground states favor Trump over Biden. Now, this is nothing new. The reason that this poll is shocking to the Democrat regime is now this is a series of polls that are showing that Trump v. Biden, it's not going very well. They had a plan. 2023 was supposed to go as seamlessly and flawlessly as 2020. 2020, they had a plan. In 2020, it was lock down the country, send in the insurgent Anthony Fauci as a bacterial infection into the Trump administration. Mass mail-in ballots, death tolls on CNN. Their plan almost failed when the Hunter Biden laptop surfaced in October 2020, but largely their plan worked. This year, they had a plan. Now, mind you, we as conservatives and Republicans, we never have a plan. We're constantly playing defense. But thankfully, their plan imploded. The plan of the regime was as follows. Donald Trump is going to have a bitter and nasty primary race against Ron DeSantis. It'll be within 5 or 6 points. It will tear apart the Republican Party. That didn't happen. The Republican primary is effectively and basically over. Ron DeSantis is down 50 or 60 points. Donald Trump is as strong as ever. So they thought for certain that the Republican primary was going to bring down Trump's favorability. Second thing, they deployed Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, Big Fannie Willis. Lawfare, the summer of lawfare. Interfere with the election. Bring down Trump's numbers and make it seem as if who would want to vote for a candidate who's facing 700 years in federal prison? Make him a toxic candidate. Make him radioactive. Interfere with the election via Jack Smith, Big Fanny, Letitia with this civil fraud trial. Have Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley start to erode the MAGA base. But it turns out none of this is happening the way they thought it would. Voters in five battleground states favor Trump over Biden. Before we go any further, it's very clear. This here in the New York Times, this is a hit on Biden more than a benefit to Trump. I partially believe this poll, but this here is yet another example of the regime, the administrative state, the fourth branch of government, trying to remove Joe Biden. And it's becoming very, very real. And they're running out of time. The only thing that could prevent Joe Biden really from running for office is they JFK him or he resigns. They're running out of time. How are they going to have a replacement? Superdelegates at the DNC? They're not going to have a primary. By the way, Gavin Newsom going to China, that whole thing was tryouts. That was just a reminder to Joe Biden. Who set up that plan, that whole trip, by the way? Gavin Newsom going to China. You don't think Joe Biden got reports on this? Gavin Newsom's in China right now. And Gavin Newsom playing the, oh, I love Joe Biden. I want Joe Biden to get reelected. No. That was an administrative state ploy to send the governor of California on a foreign trip. No. Don't fall for that. Voters in five battleground states favor Trump over Biden. Doubts about president's age and policies persist. New Times, Siena poll finds. So this is important. This is not Breitbart.com. God bless them. It's not CitizenFreePress.com. This is the New York Times and Siena. This is a hit towards Biden. Some of these numbers are too good to be true. I'll be honest with you. The numbers are too good to be true. Has Donald Trump up 11 points in Nevada, 6 points in Georgia, 5 in Arizona, 5 in Michigan, 4 in Pennsylvania? Do I believe that if an election was ethically and transparently conducted, would Donald Trump potentially win by this much? Yes. But elections are not transparently and ethically conducted. Look what we just saw in Bridgeport, Connecticut. These people lie, they cheat, and they steal. So the first takeaway from this poll is that the administrative state is going right after Joe Biden. Remember, they've had article after article. David Ignatius, Joe Biden has to step down. We have to get rid of elections. Why are we tampering with this? We got to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. They're trying everything they possibly can. And thankfully, our founding fathers gave us a United States Constitution strong enough to withstand the attacks by the regime. They're trying everything they can. 14th Amendment, Colorado ballot access, Insurrection Act, Jack Smith, Fannie Willis. They're doing everything they possibly can. So far, the Constitution is proving remarkably durable to all of these asymmetric attacks. I want to play this piece of tape here from Joe Scarborough. He makes a very smart point. The point that he makes here is that what else can they throw at Trump? Is it possible that the regime went too aggressive too early, that they tried to stop Donald Trump before he got out of the gate, and the fact it didn't work, they're out of metaphorical missiles to launch at him? Now, there's always more that they can do. There's always more crossfire-type operations. But listen to this. Joe Scarborough basically like, if you are still in favor of Donald Trump after 700 years in federal prison and the E. Jane Carroll case, and what else is going to break your support of Trump? Play cut 10.
I don't know exactly how this gets any better moving forward. It's not like Donald Trump's not been crazy enough to be punished by voters to be unfit to be president of the United States.
Things the Biden White House worries about, and that Democrats who support Joe Biden should worry about, is that these polls are part of a pattern. They have shown, or they've been across a lot of polls, across a lot of weeks now, across a lot of months. That's the thing that worries the White House. And I'll tell you, the other thing that really worries the White House and should worry the White House and should worry Democrats is this erosion of support with core Democratic constituencies. Again, not just in this poll, but in poll after poll after poll.
We're going to talk about that in a second. Again, I think this poll is exaggerated to try and create an overwhelming chorus to get Joe Biden out of the way. The great Rush Limbaugh taught us that polls almost always have an agenda. Almost always. And I think that's the case here. At the same time, I think that there is some great truth and hope. If the New York Times is saying Donald Trump is up 10 points, it does remind me of the Kerry Lake poll that said Kerry Lake was up 14 points 2 weeks before the election. Part of this is to get us to stop working as hard as we've been working. We'll talk about that. To kind of rest on our laurels. It's going to be a blowout. I'm sorry, Kerry Lake up 11 points before Election Day. I was somewhat right. To drop our guard, to settle down, to take a step back. But this, the main takeaway from this poll, is they are trying to force Joe Biden out of the 2024 race. Joe Biden's own base is defecting over Israel, of all issues. Fascinating to see. And John Heilman is right there. We'll talk about this. We see this on the ground on college campuses. We see this in our church events. Younger voters, black voters, Hispanics are defecting from the Democrat Party. Younger Hispanic black voters are moving away from the Democrat Party, even in 5 or 6 points apiece. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. One of the reasons why this poll must be taken with a heavy pound of salt is RFK wasn't on this poll. So I just had an other. So RFK throws off a lot of the polling, and current trends show that RFK hurts Trump more than Biden. Now, if we bring down RFK's numbers, which we should, that can change. So we're just getting started on that. The world is falling apart under Biden, said Spencer Weiss, 53-year-old electrical substation specialist in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, who supported Biden in 20, but is now backing Trump. This is happening across the board. Now, third-party candidates are causing some chaos. No Labels might run, which is a very, very big threat to the Democrats. Pelosi speaking out about it. No Labels is inching closer and closer and closer to maybe drafting Kyrsten Sinema or Joe Manchin. Pelosi's coming out forcefully against that. Now, I don't want to take a victory lap beforehand, but what this does show is a couple things. I had a phone call last week where one of our donors said, Charlie, why are we supporting Trump? He can't win. Can't win, can't win. If this poll shows nothing else, at least at the very least it's tied and it's going to come down to a couple thousand votes per county, potentially a couple votes per precinct, and we have to do the boring work. The RNC currently has zero full-time staff on the ground in Arizona. Turning Point Action, we have 55, soon to be over 100, and we are raising money and hiring people for ballot chasing. We've been very clear about this. Chase the vote. We're doing it at Turning Point Action. Battle at the ballot box in Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin. We don't just talk about it on this program. We're actually doing it. We're hiring grassroots canvassers, ballot chasers. America's Ballot Chasing Army. It's all at tpaction.com if you guys want to check it out. Turning Point Action's ballot chasing operation. Identify, register, inspire, mobilize. We're on the ground right now helping staff people to become precinct committeemen. Bottom up. And it's not as if we have nothing else to do, guys. High school chapters, college chapters, Turning Point Academy, our digital social media. We have Blexit. We have the unbelievable ambassador crew. We have like four different documentaries we're doing. Identity Crisis, Letter to the American Church, TPUSA Faith, Church Network, Pastor Summit, America Fest. We got a lot of stuff going on, but we're doing this out of necessity because the RNC is not doing it. They're too busy doing stuff with NBC News. That's this week. Did you know there was a debate this week? So you got, we're doing it at Turning Point Action the best we possibly can because our hypothesis will be proven correct. Our hypothesis is that we believe that the boring stuff, election integrity, ballot chasing, getting low propensity voters out to vote early is going to be the decisive activity. And it is the hard activity, clipboard and tennis shoes type of work. Means getting sweaty into the precincts. It's the Democrat model. One of the reasons why the Democrats are not completely freaking out is they've spent anywhere between $600 to $700 million in Arizona and Georgia and Wisconsin alone to have hundreds of full-time ballot chasers, ballot curers. They have invested in the plumbing of the elections. Republicans have done none of this. And we have to be very careful not to fall for this too deeply. There are some trends that are very promising here that we also see on the ground. But Democrats are thinking, huh, if we can get this close enough, our machinery will get us over the top. There is no machinery on the Republican side. None. too busy doing debates with NBC News. Discontent pulsates throughout the Times seeing a poll with a majority of voters saying Biden's policies have personally hurt them. MSNBC telling you very clearly. Now, part of this is they want to drum up their base and wake people up because, honestly, anti-Trump stuff on television is very, very good for MSNBC ratings. It's very good to activate the Democrat base. They need a boogeyman. They can't govern, so they need an enemy. So you just have to take that with a heavy pound of salt. But listen to this. They're right when they say Trump can win. Trump can win. Play cut 13.
Chief Washington correspondent John Carl. John, in addition to our poll, New York Times has a poll out this morning showing that Donald Trump is leading in 5 out of 6 big battleground states. Now, presidents have come back in the past, Ronald Reagan, Barack Obama, but this is tough news for Joe Biden.
Look, this is a wake-up call. This is frightening for not just the Biden White House, not just for Democrats, but for anybody who fears what a return to a Trump presidency would mean. He can win. The New York Times poll is not the first one to say this. He can win.
Jonathan Carl is right. He can win. So the question is, who is doing the work necessary for us to make sure that they don't do to Kerry Lake what they did to us again, do again in 2024? Who's doing that work? Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. And like many of you, I'm a busy guy balancing family, show, travel, and TPUSA. When I needed a mortgage, I went to my friends Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at Sierra Pacific. They were amazing. And look, I had some complicated stuff. Don't need to go into the details. They handled it personally. Call them if you have an aging family member, for example, that needs some financial relief. Ask them about a reverse mortgage. If you're self-employed and are finding it difficult to qualify because of that, they have my 100% full and complete endorsement. Call them and help you prepare. I'm telling you, anything mortgage related, please call them and not the big woke banks. Go to andrewandtodd.com. That's andrewandtodd.com. Fill out the quick form and they will get back to you with answers. Call them at 888-888-1172, andrewandtodd.com. They're good friends of mine. Full and complete endorsement. If you are a first-time home buyer, renting and want to be, they'll call and help you prepare. Check it out, andrewandtodd.com. That is andrewandtodd.com. Fill out the quick form and they'll get you back with answers, andrewandtodd.com. So they're freaking out about this poll. Now, again, you have to take it with the proper grain of salt, the pound of salt, because RFK is not on the ballot and they're inflating this to try to get rid of Joe Biden. But understand that they are seeing core constituencies defect from the Democrat Party. Blacks, Hispanics, younger voters. And it's happening largely organically. Now, the younger voter one I want to talk about in just a second, but this is an amazing clip here. Because instead of acknowledging that black voters are feeling pain, they're seeing an increase in crime, the black intelligentsia on television are effectively calling black voters dumb and stupid. They've always done this, but this clip is extraordinary. Instead of listening to their voters that are saying, we are in pain, the leaders are saying, no, you're not. That is a recipe for political failure. Democrats, please continue. It's exactly what Hillary Clinton did in 2016. It is the opposite of Bill Clinton, of I feel your pain. Even Joe Biden pretended to do that in 2020. So they deploy this Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, who says that, well, their feelings are different than the facts. As if the economic pain, the increase in crime, the transing of black children is just a feeling. Play cut two.
And so while the facts may not align with their feelings are dictating their reality. Their reality is that they said that they feel better or they felt better when Trump was in office. But we've been trying to push back. We've got some very popular African-American artists that are out here saying things like, oh, I got checks when Trump was in office. I want those checks again, not understanding that that really came from Congress. Mm. So we've got a couple of things, the perception issue. And then we also have an issue as it relates to civics in this country and people not understanding exactly how any of this works.
Did she say artist or artist? I think it was artist. Okay. I thought she said we had some black autists. It was tough to understand. She's just insulting black America. You guys are stupid. You don't know how this system works. And we have a big struggle of civics. Now, time out, Jasmine. Let me just ask you a question. If it's true that black Americans don't understand civics, whose fault would that be? Would that be, I don't know, the National Education Association, the American Federation of Teachers that keep schools poor and failing teachers in place, so black literacy rates go down. In Baltimore, they couldn't find a single child that could read at grade level. And all the teachers keep getting paid. All the administrators keep getting paid. Nobody gets fired. This does reveal something, though, is that the mainline talking points of the Democrat Party, we must protect our democracy, democracy's on the ballot, it is a message that is tailored to a very specific audience. It might work with some suburban wine moms that listen to the New York Times podcast and are in kind of this constant state of depression and anxiety and really don't know their place. Like that, to a very specific group of people, that might work. But it turns out to working class blacks, they would much rather go back to the Trump years where their wages were going up, crime was under control, not totally under control, but more so under control. And one thing that black America does not want to hear is a furtherance of the trans agenda towards their children. Now, one of the pieces of evidence that shows that this poll actually might have some truth to it is that the whiter states Joe Biden actually does better with, the more diverse states Trump does better with. Now, what would possibly explain that? Well, the wealthier and whiter you are, the more likely you demand and you prioritize abortion as a cornerstone political value. And it's not necessarily wealth, but it's somewhat wealth. In white America, abortion on demand is a very, very important thing. In fact, they will vote on this. Minorities are actually not necessarily enthusiastically pro-abortion. Blacks and Hispanics care more about traditional kitchen table issues, but when Hispanics hear about abortion being not a great thing, they agree. They're like, yeah, abortion is bad. Let's have more kids. Even though blacks have a lot of abortions, culturally blacks are not in favor of it. They're not. We've convinced white Americans that killing their unwanted children is a crucial right. And honestly, it's reflected in this poll. So Trump is actually making gains with Hispanics and blacks on inflation, mortgage rates, immigration. Whites create a single issue voting block on defending democracy and abortion rights. It's fascinating to see. So the more diverse the state, the better Trump does. The more white the state, the better Biden does, only on the abortion issue. You go talk to average rank and file Hispanics in the West Valley of Phoenix, they're okay with pro-life policies. They largely live out pro-life policies. Understand directionally. Let's just go to cut 21. Personal finances. If Trump wins, will your finances be better off? 45% say yes. If Trump wins, 18% if Biden wins. Are you financially worse off if Biden wins? 48% say yes. 32% if Trump wins. I mean, and these issues you cannot message against. There's only so much fear-mongering. And what I find to be so interesting is that it's the whites, the upper middle class whites, that are actually the most malleable to fantasy politics. It's blacks and Hispanics and young people that are not buying the New York Times, CNN type Pravda. Let's go to cut 9. Just listen to the details here. This is a collapse in the three constituencies the Democrats have taken advantage of the most, delivered almost nothing towards. It is a realignment. If you are white and wealthy, you're more on the side of Democrats. You care about oligarchy, alleged democracy, and you want to make sure that your 15-year-old daughter can have an abortion. It's like your top-level thing. But if you are in debt as a plumbing, you know, a plumber and a Hispanic, if you are a black voter in inner city Atlanta, your top priority is paying rent and seeing that your child can read. It's a fascinating realignment occurring, everybody. Play cut 9.
So you've got this in this poll right now, Joe Biden among voters under 30, Joe Biden is up by 1 point. Donald Trump right now in these polls across the six states has 22% support among African Americans. Historically low support levels for Joe Biden among African Americans, Hispanics, and young voters. If Joe Biden doesn't fix those problems with his core constituencies, he will lose to Donald Trump.
Now, the one I want to just take a step back and focus on is one that I've dedicated my last 11 years of my life towards. I've been saying for quite some time, there's something happening on these campuses. Young ladies we got a lot of work with Alex Clark. It was a very illuminating conversation. If you didn't hear it, it's just completely on a whole nother planet. People loved the podcast. You know, we need to be more emotional and feelings-based. I think that's a bunch of nonsense. But, you know, Alex Clark is a woman, so I'll trust her for that. I could tell you this, though. Cut 25. You could just see this picture here. This is one of hundreds I could show you when we go to these college campuses. Thousands and thousands and thousands. By the way, what's interesting in that picture, almost every single person who listened to our multi-hour presentation at University of Arizona was a young man. Young women are not as interested in that sort of dialogue. They would rather just come, scream, and leave. And that's exactly what we saw at Northern Arizona University. Young women or men that look or pretend they are women, they want nothing to do with dialogue or speech. Now, there's some young ladies that were there, God bless them, but it was 95% male. But if you think of it, though, if let's say that 70% of young men on a college campus will vote Republican, that is a matrix-breaking game changer. That is so different than what we saw in 2020. It is fundamentally different. And I'll tell you that at the very least, at University of Arizona, if you would have had, you know, a campus-wide poll, Joe Biden would probably win. But he wouldn't win with 80%, which is what they need. He'd probably win with 62, 65%. And what is the main driver? Young Gen Z men that are giving the middle finger to the Democrat regime. We see this on campus, is across the country. This is not isolated. This is the Rogan, Russell Brand, Andrew Tate effect. We see this in macro polls and micro polls. We see this in attendance, in chapters. We see this on grassroots. And so one of the things that we trust the most is when the micro and the macro are rhyming. When you see the macro and the micro hit together. Now, one of the things that could severely jeopardize this is those young men voting for RFK Jr. It's a big problem. They might hate Biden, but what do we do to have to get a vote for Trump? This is why the Democrats are perfectly fine with RFK Jr. RFK Jr. very well might be the shadow vice president for Joe Biden. We have to bring down his favorabilities. We have to educate people that RFK Jr. is a Massachusetts liberal trying to get Joe Biden another term. But I could tell you, there's something very, very powerful happening with younger voters. And MSNBC is acknowledging it. There's a reason why Turning Point Action and Turning Point USA are the most attacked organizations on the right. It's because we're darn effective and the data shows it. And we're just getting started. Have you become a member of the Charlie Kirk exclusive yet? It's so easy. All you have to do is go to members.charliekirk.com today or charliekirk.com and click on the members tab. Sign up for access to all of our exclusive content. Never before seen interviews, weekly columns written by me, all of my most recent speeches in one place, videos where I answer your questions and so much more. Plus, we're going to be inviting members to Zoom calls with me starting very soon. So do not miss out. Help keep us uncensored by providing you with new content daily by becoming a member. Your support means the world to me and the whole team. Sign up today at members.charliekirk.com. If we have blessed you in any way, if this show has impacted your life, if you like the impact that we are making for other people and young people especially, consider becoming a member. It's affordable for people of all income levels. You guys get amazing perks and benefits, and it's only beginning. So go to members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. CharlieKirk.com. Let's go to cut 12. I love this. If this is going to be their mantra for re-election, bring it on. Angrily reminding you of how much Joe Biden has done. Don't you know? Are you stupid? Take another benzo, Mika. It's only 7 a.m. Play cut 12.
I mean, President Biden has accomplished a lot in his presidency, and there are those who would say it's even historic. And then you have a guy with 91 counts against him, liable for fraud, liable for sexual abuse, I mean, I could go on for 4 hours.
Judge said he raped a woman. Yeah.
And that's where the concern is here, mm-hmm. that there's a lot of different layers of things going on.
Okay, first, I have to say this. Can you fit more people on a panel? Can you put up a screenshot of that? I mean, is it possible to have more human beings on a panel? What, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people. What is that all about? Next, they're just going to have someone like commuting to work. Yeah, I'm here, Joe. Call on me. And I just have to say, as someone who's done a fair amount of cable television, well over 1,200 interviews over the last 11 years, probably even more than that. I lost track over 1,000. It's insulting to the guest to make Al Charlatan and Halperin. Is that Ignatius too? Boy, they got the whole band there. They got the whole, that's like, that right there is, boy, that's MSNBC boy band style there. They got the whole expert class. I could just see them. I actually had a rather serene Sunday. Very few texts. It was like, it's really great. They had a problem. Mika even said this. She said, my phone was blowing up yesterday. You guys are so unhappy. I just have to say, they get one bad poll and it ruins their whole weekend. It really is telling. Now, maybe it's an act. Maybe it's just a shtick. I don't think so. I think that these people actually do have their Sundays ruined by a bad poll. Everything indicates, and by the way, I've spent a lot of time with these left-wingers. They have such a flawed worldview. They live such an empty existence that if the political world is not fully in alignment with their wishes, it does ruin their day. Play cut 15.
But then look at these positive views of what people think will happen for them financially if Donald Trump wins. Way more voters think they'd be better off. And Biden, for his part, hasn't fully convinced as many Democrats that he'd help them as the middle class still reels from inflation.
There's only so much spin that you can conduct. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. I have to keep on repeating this. We are doing our part. Now, mind you, the Turning Point Action deal that we're doing, Chase the Vote, if we had a serious Republican Party, which we don't, you know, they're spending flowers and RNC debates at Miami. Waste of time. Waste of time, everybody. God bless Hugh Hewitt for doing it. I'm a big Hugh Hewitt fan. Salem is partnering. I'm glad they're involved, but it shouldn't be happening. Okay? Lester Holt and Kristen Welker. You know that there's a debate this week with Lester Holt and Kirsten. Is it Kirsten or Kristen? I can't get it straight. You think that Lester Holt is going to ask like really great questions? Lester Holt is going to be like, so, Governor DeSantis, how racist are you? Scale 1 to 10. Nikki Haley, do you want to ban birth control? This is deeply destructive. You want to stop all this great momentum? Go in front of an NBC firing squad. They're liars and they're cheats. We got to get to work. Secure our elections. What are we doing to prevent the next round of ballot mealing? We should have, instead of an RNC debate, waste of time, we should have an RNC meeting bringing in all the best minds, bring in Bannon, bring in Bongino, bring in Walsh, bring in, by the way, they never call. They're not, they don't do any of that. They're all about power, taking your money, lying to you, deceiving you. That's what they do. By the way, their donations are down, and that's a great thing. They're down big time. They're too busy doing debates at NBC. Bring in all the main actors, bring in the best grassroots groups, bring in Moms for Liberty, bring in Bannon, bring in the School Board Project, and let's have a big whiteboard session of how we're going to combine all the tribes, all the sects, S-E-C-T-S, together so that we can win. Instead, I have to go watch Lester Holt ask Vivek Ramaswamy about his personal life? Like, no, I think that's a colossal failure of the role of the RNC. We got to get to work, everybody. Whether it's Chase the Vote, secure elections, we can win. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com. When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.